Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, William Clark. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. Northwestern President Michael Schill announced the Advisory Committee on Investment Responsibility yesterday. This committee is meant to connect community members to be involved with Northwestern's Investment Committee. Originally created in 2016, it is being reinstated as part of the agreement made with protesters in April to end the pro-Palestinian encampment on Deering Meadow. On Thursday, a patient was found unresponsive on the roof of the Vista Medical Center in Waukegan. The patient had been checked in the day before and was found after 7 hours of searching. She was pronounced dead after 14 hours of attempted resuscitation, and an investigation has been launched into, quote, unusual circumstances, end quote, of the case. Yesterday, Associated Press reported that dozens of officials in the United States Agency for International Development have been placed on leave. This is due to an investigation that these officials attempted to thwart recent Trump executive orders that cut off the majority of U.S. foreign aid. The Trump administration is purportedly looking to terminate aid programs that are, quote, wasteful or liberal social engineering, end quote. Also reported yesterday by the Associated Press, the South Korean president has been indicted on charges of rebellion against the government. He will be held in prison until his trial, where he faces the death penalty or life in prison. This follows another case in constitutional court where he will either be dismissed or reinstated as president of the nation. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm William Clark. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.